Andrew Siciliano did a great job on that one.
Yeah.
A little more tension than I wanted at that point of the game. I was hoping there was no chance of a touchdown, and there was every chance of a touchdown.
I wasn't worried. I didn't think they were going to score.
I don't know why.
No. Can we all just kind of give a collective shout-out to the Department of Energy for what their role was in yesterday's game? I mean, please, can't we? Can we give them a big shout-out? You know, sometimes we don't give government enough credit. And the Department of Energy, had they not changed the daylight savings time rule back in 07, I do think Rashad Bateman would have caught that ball earlier on the drive in the fourth quarter. And since he lost it, the sun in his eyes, had that normally, you know, before 07, that they would have, the game would have been an hour different.
Might be the funniest thing you've ever said.
I would like to give a big shout out to the Department of Energy. Salute. Thank you for your help yesterday. Sure, I can't believe it's been since 07 since they changed
the funny thing? That poor guy. As soon as it happened, he points up to the sun. It wasn't me, it was the sun. It was the sun that made that football hit me in the face.
That's exactly right. I'm trying to remember who was the Brown. Somebody came over and said, yeah, sun can be pretty bad. They gave him I don't know if they were riding him or if they were like, oh, I feel bad for you because you lost it in the sun. Who was that? Maybe it was Rodney? I think maybe it was Rodney. Somebody said something to him when he walked away, and I just laughed. I was like, oh, man, too bad.
What did you think yesterday? I mean, there's some big picture things that happened in this game yesterday. Let's start where we need to start.
Okay, I know where we're going.
Jameis Winston at quarterback, as opposed to what we saw in the first seven games.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
I thought Jameis looked like a quarterback that can help you win games. I thought Jameis pushed the ball down the field. I thought Jameis didn't panic in the pocket. I thought Jameis helped this team win yesterday. But he also did a couple of Jameis things yesterday, including a ball that should have been intercepted prior to the touchdown.
Should it ever have been intercepted?
Prior to that game-winning touchdown to Cedric Tillman. It is amazing to me the few inches that can change a Monday for us from happy and everything is awesome to let's start playing taps again and start talking about the draft again. And it's just those inches there that fall on the end of your fingertips that make a difference in a game like yesterday. So I thought Jameis played very well yesterday. Three touchdowns, 334 yards. Just makes me wonder why we couldn't have had 334 yards in that too. And you know, Jamal White and I talk after every game, and Jamal, I kept saying to him, like my first question to him yesterday was, hey, look, you can't tell me Jameis didn't look like a much more efficient quarterback. And he goes, well, you can't totally look like that. I'm like, man, you're not in the locker room. There's no more cameras in front of your face. Well, there was a camera in front of his face, but it's not like he's like, well, it's just not that the way it is. You know, the offensive line was a little bit healthier, and you know,
going up against the worst pass defense
who were missing
the early part of the season.
Two defensive backs
that they've given up more yards than any other team through the air so far this season.
But you still have to exploit it, right?
Yes, Andy. Bingo.
Here's the other part too: is that with Nick Chubb back out there, Baltimore has to account for him, whether he has 15 or 18 or 120 runs, they still have to account for him. And I don't think they had to do that in the past with our running game. So, and that's a part of it, too.
Well, I thought Deontay Foreman looked good yesterday, too. It was only 5 carries, but he had 26 yards.
It was 5 yards a carry.
Jameis Winston yesterday, to me, I don't want to go here yet, but I will.
Go there.
He looked like Joe Flacco.
Yes. Yes, he did.
The game plan looked like Joe Flacco.
The only difference was the sermon before the game between the two of them. Joe didn't really give those kind of sermons. The Reverend was in full form yesterday.
As Joel Bitonio said yesterday, and we'll find the cut and play it, he was asked about Jameis and his speeches and everything else that he said. It was a little bit out there.
What was a sticker on? We play for the stickers on the back.
We play for the sticker on the helmet or something. Yeah, and then Jameis said, "Well, we don't really have one."
Although J.W. Johnson alluded that they may have a sticker or some kind of patch for Jim Donovan.
Oh, that's nice.
Shortly, yeah,
that would be nice.
Yeah,
I thought Jameis looked like what we Jameis at quarterback made this offense look like what we think it can look like. Here's what Bitonio had to say, by the way.
Oh, good energy. He was very confident in the huddle. He was always talking the whole time. I don't know some of the stuff he was saying was, you know, a little out there, but he was ready to go. And no matter what, we're coming back next play. There was a bad play or a penalty or something like that. We were ready to roll. Obviously, ball well today. I think it was 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, the game winner. Just a lot of energy. He was a lot of energy, but he's been like that since he's been here. So it was expected.
It's refreshing.
I think it's important.
Yeah.
I think it's important that he played because I think, and maybe I'm wrong because I'm not in that locker room. So, but, you know, there started to get rumblings yesterday. They're like, well, you know, Jameis has a lot of talk and he needed the opportunity to prove himself on the field. And I'm not saying that was going to happen if Deshaun was still healthy, but I think there were rumblings, and I heard him again yesterday that people were saying, well, he's kind of worn out his welcome and, you know, he's not really – he's all talk. Well, yesterday he was action.
He wasn't talk yesterday.
No, he was 334 yards worth of action and 3 touchdowns worth of action yesterday, and he only got sacked twice. So, you know, I think –
And none in the second half.
And when you win, sometimes the chatter takes a different tone for a locker room when if you can go out and prove it and do it, guys will respect you in the locker room. If you don't have the opportunity to go out and do it, well, then it's kind of a lot of hot air.
We know there should have been one interception, and chances are it would have changed the game because the next play was a touchdown.
Oh, for sure.
But as it stood, 334 yards passing. Deshaun Watson hadn't had more than 196 in a game this year. Browns didn't even have a 200-yard passing game. And yesterday, 334. Now,
just give Wyatt Teller all the credit for everything. On the offensive line, Wyatt's
was better. Wyatt said he almost blew the game because of
doesn't
that.
Doesn't matter. He gets good
penalty.
Credit.
Yes, absolutely.
He was out there. That's all that matters.
Yep, and Jameis almost blew the game with an interception, but neither one did.
Right.
But 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, and 334. It was a very different-looking offense. What it looked like, Andy, was what it looked like with Joe Flacco last year. I mean, it was the same deal. And you could make the argument, what was Flacco's big thing, you know, in his career? It's like, okay, he's got a great arm, and he's going to really get that ball downfield, and he might be prone to interceptions.
Yep, same
thing. And Jameis Winston is what? Big arm, he's going to get the ball downfield, and he might be prone to interceptions. And obviously the Browns were able to make that work. Bill is in Chardon getting us going, 216-474-0092. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hi. Hello. I wanted to say condolences to Jim's family. It just breaks my heart to see what happened, but that's life. The other is, I was not at the Cincinnati game. I have season tickets, and I was down yesterday, and those were not Browns fans cheering when Watson went down. Those were the Cincinnati fans, and I'm not saying there wasn't some people in the Browns that they come to a game once a year, and they feel they can do stuff like that, but the season ticket holders I sit around, nobody was cheering.
Yeah, so we kind of turned the page on all this from last week. But, Bill, I do appreciate your perspective on that. And, you know, even if there were just one or two, like I keep saying, it wasn't all Bengals fans that were cheering last week, Bill, right? I mean, I'm sure there were some Browns fans. But it's when we start generalizing, that's when I think we get in trouble. That's like everybody that thinks, even you, Bill, that if you were sitting in the stadium, they think that you were cheering that Deshaun. And we all know better. We all know better, but when the players start coming out after the game and they, you know, they're like taking down the fans and they're not saying, well, we know it's not all fans. We know it's a couple fans. That's how we get into these silly generalizations that we all know that aren't true. And by the way, Bill, don't you think our fans were great yesterday when JOK got hurt? I mean, they were great yesterday.
Absolutely. I mean, it was so loud, I had to put my hands over my ears a few times. it was amazing. Now, the other thing is, why do the Browns, I don't know if it's the coaching staff specifically or management, fall in love with certain players, like the backup quarterback, this young man who I'm sure is going to be a good quarterback someday, but they were reluctant to put Jameson in there. I don't get it. I mean, he's a veteran. He can throw the ball downfield. Yes, he throws some interceptions, but that's part of the game. So did Flacco. And we turned around and people, like, it was their last choice because the other boy got hurt and they had to put somebody in that they knew.
He was active yesterday, though. He was the backup quarterback. DTR was the backup quarterback.
He should be. Yeah. He should be for another year or two. They did the same thing with Anthony Schwartz. They pounded him down our throats, and the kid was fast as lightning but couldn't hold on to the ball. So, you know, I don't get it. I mean, the fans knew that they should have put Jameson in. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. There's probably a lot of inside stuff going on that I don't get.
There you
Bill,
go.
Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's just...
I know, anytime you can add a little Jameson to something, I think your day is going to be a little better. That's just me personally.
I've always liked the name Jameson.
Yeah,
and I even suggested it for one of my sons when we were thinking of names for our kid. I was thinking Jameson because I remember Simon and Simon, the detective show.
Yeah, I thought
star Jameson
go.
Parker. I always loved that name.
I actually thought you were going to go. Houston Rocket and Ohio University basketball star
Dave
Jamerson from Stowe.
Jamerson.
Yeah, close enough, though.
Jameson is Jameson Parker, who was
every time
from Simon and Simon.
He'd bury him from the K. It was
our
awesome.
Quarterback's name is, and it's not just Bill who said it. I've heard numerous people
really?
Say, yeah. The quarterback's name is Jameis.
Oh.
It's not an extra syllable. It's Jameis.
Famous Jameis.
There you go. For anybody,
I heard Coach Stepanski say yesterday, Jameson.
Stemanski probably said that too. You got to keep an eye out for Stemanski.
216-474-0092. Do you have thoughts on the quarterback and the difference in what you saw yesterday? Do you have thoughts about the play calling yesterday? I do. And I'll tell you what I think coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.